This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, beyond pumped to not only share a guest with you for the second time today, but also to introduce to you something she and I have been working on together that I know is going to really help you take great care of yourself this year. It's really going to help you feel better this year, have more energy, and as importantly, if not more importantly, feel more in control of both your body and your results. Feel more in control of your consistency and trust yourself more. Today, I have on the show for the second time, Dr. Beth Westy. She is a chiropractor and she also specializes in hormones, in fat loss, in metabolism. And what we're diving into today is this notion that we can and we should eat just a little bit differently in different parts of our hormonal cycle. So ladies, this is an episode for you. Sorry, gents, I'll get you another time. Most of our episodes are entirely unisex, but this one really focuses on the ladies. Now here's the scoop. Whether you are still getting your period or you are not, whether you're premenopausal or postmenopausal, whether your cycles are regular or irregular, seemingly present or seemingly absent, we all have a hormonal cycle each month. Periods of the month where estrogen is higher, periods of the month where estrogen is lower. Periods of the month where progesterone is higher and progesterone is lower, independent of whether or not you actually get your period. And with this comes changes in metabolism, comes changes in energy, changes in mood, changes in hunger and cravings, changes in our ability to build muscle, changes in our propensity to store fat. And Dr. Beth is going to talk about what this means and how it impacts us. And then we've put something together for you related to what you can do about it, both from a physical standpoint and from a consistency standpoint. So she and I will get more into all of that in today's episode. I'll also link over in the show notes to where and how you can connect with Dr. Beth Westy with this program that she and I have put together for you guys that'll be available just through the month of January, so just for the next 2 weeks, but you can access it, of course, beyond that should you choose to participate in it. We just wanted to equip you with something really simple, straightforward, and high impact so that you can focus on your health and feeling more in control of it in this new year. But over in the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/709, you can find ways to connect with Dr. Beth Westy. You can hear the previous episode she and I did together on this show, which was 564, all about stress, chronic stress, and what you can do about it. All of that will be over in the show notes, primalpotential.com/709. And if you have any questions, of course, let us know. But I know you are going to enjoy this episode, so let's dive right in. Dr. Beth Westy, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Yay! I'm super glad to be here.
We got together back in December. You came to my baby shower,
which was... I did.
So different. Dr. Beth got to meet my very bright and shiny mother and my sister and my whole family. And yeah, that was a trip. But then the next day we planned to get together and spend the day just talking business and ideas and how we could work together to serve our listeners and our clients even better collectively. And we've got some fun stuff up our sleeves.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we talked about, you know, because we tackle, you and I tackle different aspects of change, and your real passion is for hormones and body composition and fertility and optimizing for your cycle and the hormonal shifts that happen there. Whereas my real passion, though it started with nutrition, my real passion is the mindset side of things, because what I lived and what I see in so many of my clients is that we can know all day long the things we could do or should do or want to do differently, but we run into the same mindset barriers of what's the point, who cares, screw it, I blew it, I'll start tomorrow, one thing won't hurt. And it's not that we lack plenty of strategy, it's that we lack the mindset to execute and execute consistently. So we're going to talk a little bit about a special something that we've put together for folks. But before we do that, I wanted to pick your brain about an idea that I heard, gosh, long ago, but really didn't understand or didn't even try to understand until I met you about a year ago. And that is this notion of eating for your cycle, your menstrual cycle. And you explain this so well that we should actually slightly modify what we are eating based on where we are in the natural cycle of our hormones. Can you tell me a little bit about like why that even matters, why that's a thing? Because there are so many people who think there's just one way to eat well and you want to be consistent doing that thing all of the time. But your thought is because your hormones are different at different times of the month, your nutrition strategy should be different at different times of the month. And I have so many questions, but I just want to let you kind of start explaining what this is and why it matters.
Yes. Okay. So most of the time I do this teaching, I just want to reference this, is that I'm a visual person, so I draw things out. So I'm going to do my best to explain it, but if it ever gets lost, you let me know. Lost in translation, because this is audio.
Yes.
I'm also making these hand movements that people can't see right now, so that's fun.
I will keep it simple and straightforward. Let's just dive into it.
Yes. So looking at your body, your hormones, and how women shift and change, I mean, throughout their life and then throughout the month, that's one of the things that we miss out on in terms of using that and leveraging that difference to our benefit versus looking at it as a downside or something that's wrong with us or crap, I'm PMSing, so everything sucks right now. How we're trained, how we're told how to do our nutrition, what we're raised in, just the culture, everything. It's all set up for men to be really, really successful. And until you like stop for a minute and think about this, it's true and it's been true for our lives forever. And this is something, it kind of makes me nuts because, you know, women make up over half the population on the planet and we all go through this hormonal cycle, yet we're not educated enough on it, what it does, what it changes in our bodies, and then how to support our different bodies throughout the month. So essentially your body goes through an ebb and flow of hormone. The first couple of weeks, estrogen is higher in your system and estrogen is in charge of increasing your metabolism, increasing muscle building, you know, helping your digestive system more. You're going to have more energy overall. You can sleep better. All of these wonderful things, that's estrogen. Then you ovulate right around the midpoint. And then the second part of your cycle, the last 2 weeks, weeks say 3 and 4, your body's higher in progesterone. Your digestive system is going to slow down. It's tougher to build lean muscle then. Your basal body temperature is higher at this point too. It's tougher to sleep sometimes. Some women actually have some insomnia issues associated with progesterone, which also can then tie into pregnancy too.
Yeah, we were just talking about my pregnancy insomnia, which makes a whole lot of sense. Now, before you continue, let me just ask a question that I think a lot of people might be thinking. Is this only true if you still have your period? Or are these like ebbs and flows and cycles still in effect after menopause?
Yes. So what I teach on is really based in Eastern medicine. And when you look at these hormones, estrogen and progesterone, they're produced by other tissues in your body other than just your ovaries. So neural tissue, adrenal tissue, things like that. So you do have a shift and change and ebb and flow of these same hormones, even after menopause. It's just in a smaller scale. So all the principles and things that you can work with your system and body, you can still apply. And these hormones go everywhere in your system. They cross the blood-brain barrier. It affects how your brain functions too, which every gal who's been through menopause talks about this brain fog and everything else, but it's because they're, everything changes with your body chemistry in relation to your hormones. So, yeah.
Okay. So we understand fundamentally that in the first bit of your cycle, the first 2 weeks, say day one, which would be typically the first day of your period, through the midpoint of the month when you ovulate, estrogen is higher, progesterone is lower, which means we have a higher metabolic rate. We have easier times digesting our food. We are more likely to build muscle at this time. And then at ovulation, at the midpoint of the month, it kind of flip-flops and progesterone is higher and estrogen is lower. And we might have a slower digestive processes. We're less likely to build muscle. We might experience trouble sleeping. What does food do to influence this? What I guess what I'm getting at is, I hear you saying that we can actually work with our hormones and do things to get more out of the estrogen phase and get more out of the progesterone phase, but how does food impact that?
Yeah, yes. So when we're looking at the system and how it functions, and you have that basic concept of, you know, estrogen and progesterone, when estrogen is in its phase, you want to support the production and the maintenance of estrogen as much as possible in your system, and then flip-flop it in the other part. So when you focus on the right foods that help your body produce and maintain and then eliminate the correct amount of estrogens in your system, that's how your system can actually function a lot better. And the Eastern medicine philosophy of this is to actually align a lot with your basal body temperature in this production. So for estrogen, it's going to be really helping your system maintain that. It's going to be really, yeah.
If we're not doing this, what you're saying is we could be eating foods in the estrogen phase that really drive progesterone and creating kind of like competition and dysfunction in the body unknowingly, and then feel worse than we have to feel if we knew what to do to just like really optimize the phase we're in versus competing with it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And people might not notice this as much in the estrogen phase because estrogen kind of boosts a lot of things and people typically kind of feel good. But in the progesterone phase, that is the phase where I notice women are really trying to like restrict what they're eating. I'm feeling bloated. I'm, you know, losing energy, yet I'm hungry and I have these cravings, yet I need to, I shouldn't eat more because I don't want to eat too many calories, all that stuff. So you really restrict, and that actually causes so much more stress in the body. And then progesterone doesn't get to be used and maintained correctly. Your body can't eliminate properly. And that happening once maybe isn't a huge thing, but we go through this every month for years, for decades. So a lot of women that have not been aligning with their body, this problem slowly builds up, and eventually you're like, there's like the last straw, right? Of, okay, my cycles are really terrible. Now I have, you know, fibroids, or I'm getting PCOS, or I'm getting all these other terrible issues because this is just built up over time and I haven't allowed my system to function well and maintain and then eliminate the right amount of hormone. And there's, again, that competition for things. I think of it like flatlining it, right? Like everybody thinks of that, I want balanced hormones, and it's like this flat line, this even line across on a graph. And that's not how our bodies work, right? It's this ebb and flow. And when you
and we want to go, yeah, we want to work with the peak of estrogen, and then at a different phase work with the peak of progesterone, and never kind of try to draw it down unintentionally with specific foods that do just that.
Yes, yes. And here's the other thing about why this is so important for women. Our bodies are really designed to store fat. So anytime they're under stress, anytime you're being restrictive, anytime you're putting this extra strain on your system, and we're busy and stressed out enough as it is, right? So anytime this extra stress is coming on, your body's, you know, reaction to that is protective, which means it stores excess hormone in your fat cells. And it will hold on to it. So you're not so it's not impacting other things negatively, but your body reacts to that increased amount of estrogen. So a lot of women will have estrogen dominance or estrogen dominant symptoms, all these other things, because their system just can't eliminate the hormones in an efficient way because you're not aligning with what your body needs.
If I'm understanding you right, you're saying that things like polycystic ovarian syndrome or PCOS, things like fibroids, things like more painful periods or PMDD or things like that can be associated with just not making optimized food choices for the part of your cycle you're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really powerful because, you know, I, for most of my life and maybe even to some extent still today, I was extremely estrogen dominant. And that was a huge part of my weight struggle. It was the reason for my PCOS. I think it was a complicating factor in my Hashimoto's, and nobody ever talked to me about eating differently in different phases of my cycle. Just like when I realized what a huge role the microbiome has in hormones and hormone production and hormone excretion, I was like, why did none of the doctors ever once mention this?
I can tell you why.
Tell me.
Do you want to get into this?
I mean, no, I think it's really, well, one.
Because they look at it as a system. They look at it as a closed system. Your hormones, right? They're thinking, oh, it's ovaries and that's a closed system. So this is why they recommend hysterectomies for so many women. They're like, oh, you have a problem with your uterus? We'll just take it out. Problem solved. When it's not, the problem actually affects everything else in your body. And like you touched on that gut health stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, my dog's barking.
It's all good. That's real life, folks.
Stop it, dog.
That's all life. you're so right.
Gut health stuff. It's like
they don't look at the synergy.
Everything. Yes, it's the synergy. Yes. So of course they're looking at one tiny says that you have a problem with your female system. We're just going to, you know, narrow on that and that's it. Versus being like, how does this affect everything else in your body? And then what other things can you do with your body to help support that system function well?
Well, and really what I know, you know, just from people in my life who have gone through medical school, who are medical doctors, there's only so much you can learn in your medical training, and it generally does not include a whole lot about endocrinology or the study of hormones. It generally includes little to no nutrition. And my cousin, who is a young MD, said, as a doctor, our job is to manage your illness, and your job is to manage your wellness. Not because it should be that way, but it is. They'd have to stay in school for twice as long to really understand all of this, which is why I think roles like yours are so important in helping people understand these opportunities that many, many people have not yet talked to them about. It's just really powerful that if you focus on, not to the elimination of, but focus on optimizing certain types of foods in the first half of your cycle and certain types of foods in the second half of your cycle, not only are you going to feel better, but your body's going to work better across the board. But what about people who have irregular cycles? Like they don't necessarily know, maybe their cycle ranges from 40 days to 27 days, or they're not really sure when they're ovulating. I know for me, I was irregular for a long time. And now prior to getting pregnant, I was super regular. But what do those people do?
And yeah, the best place for people to start, I love how you phrase that. The doctor's in charge of your illness and you're in charge of your wellness, right? I oftentimes have women start by track your hormones, track your cycle, know what's going on more. So you know the next best step for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure where you're at, again, your body is impressionable. Your hormones are adaptable to everything. So when you can start tracking where you're at and realizing, oh my gosh, I have a long, then short, then wherever cycle, you can start following this pattern of eating for your hormones so that you can be in control of when your body is doing what to encourage that shift and change in hormone when it's supposed to happen. So your body builds the hormones at the right time, eliminates the hormones at the right time, and that helps the prevention of the estrogen dominance thing that can help get rid of a lot of those things. I mean, I had ovarian cysts. That's how I got started in all of this, was because that my cysts were so bad that I couldn't get my hormones under control. So it's amazing what changes in your system when you start aligning with that. But that's, yeah, I love how you say that, like being in charge, taking that first step though, is really tracking and then
starting.
Yeah, I know.
When my periods were not regular, I was looking for physical symptoms like, do I have changes in my vaginal discharge, right?
Yeah.
Cervical mucus or anything like that. Is it sticky? Is it like an egg white? And all of that, you know, can be a little, I didn't grow up talking about these things. We never had these conversations in my house. I never knew that there was like phases of the cycle or anything like that. But there are signs from your body. The reality is most of us just aren't paying attention to them.
Yes. Or if they do happen, we think, oh, this is weird. I don't know what it means though.
Yeah. But if you start simply writing it down, you begin to see, like you said, patterns. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that it seems like my hunger spikes around this time every single month. Right?
Yeah.
The third week or the fourth week or the second week, whatever it is, it's going to be different for everybody. And there are some patterns there, but just start paying attention. Journaling is one of my keys to success always, because one of the things that happens with these shifts in hormones, it impacts your motivation and your drive.
Heck yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that. They think that this dip in drive, which always makes me think of CrossFit and like dip and drive and like a push press, but totally random aside. But no, when a lot of people just think it's haphazard, like, oh my gosh, last week I was like a chainsaw through butter and I was getting things done and I was getting up early and I was grinding through my to-do list and I felt unstoppable. And this week I'm like a mud lump from Teddy Ruxpin, you know, like just... Eeyore. Anybody knows?
I want to trade. I want a shirt with that on it. Chainsaw through butter. Hot chainsaw through butter time. Woo!
You know, right? But then they think so that it's just because like they're a loser or they're inconsistent and they haven't yet realized, oh no, it's the phase of my cycle that I'm in and there are things that I can do to make myself feel better. So yes. I totally agree with you that tracking is the first part. Now, I would imagine that a lot of people listening are like, so what do I eat in that first phase? And what do I eat in that second phase? And I will be the bearer of the true news that we're not going to tell you, because we have been working over the last 4 to 6 weeks to create a really simple, straightforward kind of guide for you guys, not only on the physical side of this. This is what the cycle looks like on average. These are the different phases. These are how they work. This is how you want to eat, the foods to optimize, the foods to minimize in phase one. This is what to do differently in phase two, specific types of foods and specific foods overall that you want to optimize and also minimize in that phase. We're putting all of that together and also a calendar. You're creating a calendar, right, to help people kind of track this. Yeah. Like make it so easy, take all the guesswork out of it. And also the other piece of this, because that's Dr. Beth's area of expertise. Mine is really, how do you make sure that even on the days where your drive is low, even on the days where you don't feel like it, especially on the days when you're like, I just don't care. How do we show up and create improvements then? Because What I don't want to foster, and I know Dr. Beth doesn't either, we don't want to foster this continued learning and like, oh, I should do that. Oh, yeah, there's this new novel thing. And today it's eating for your cycle, but then 2 weeks from now it's going to be intermittent fasting or carb cycling or you name it. We don't want to be a part of people's strategy hopping and approach hopping when ultimately the real key to change is in removing those mental and emotional barriers that we use to allow us to let ourselves off the hook, to give us a pass, to come up with a million reasons why today is not the day or this won't work for me. So what we've put together is kind of a summit with a combination of this really, really important health information with this very applicable mindset affirmation so that you can take the information and maybe for the first time develop and feel the confidence that you're actually going to do it without giving up, without saying like, oh, I blew it. This cycle's all screwed up. I'll start on the next one. And then you've given yourself permission to take 2 weeks to do whatever. We don't want to foster that. So we decided when we met up back in December that we wanted to put together some really straightforward, actionable strategy to help you take control of your health so you no longer feel like you're at the whim of low energy or you're at the whim of increased hunger or you're at the whim of these cravings and therefore have no control. We want you to feel very in control and to understand your body better and how to work with it. But we also want to make sure that you are empowered to actually do this work, right? Like that's what it's all about.
Yes. Yes. And I want to give a little like testimony to the work and stuff that you do when you talk about journaling and everything else. Is that so funny? I started journaling more and really tracking again through my cycle, but more the say mindset or emotional piece behind it. And there was something that has really been a game changer for me is that I realized that there is a certain point in my cycle and it's day 22 for me. Day 20, I would have never figured this out had I not been more detailed in my tracking. There's like always a point where I just feel like, and like nothing's going right. And, and I'll like pick a fight with my husband or something. And I'll be like, he's stupid. All of a sudden it's day 22.
Really?
Day 22. So I know that now after tracking and this is the work that I do. And I wasn't even detailed on it, but it's really being diligent in the tracking and the journaling that you talk about that I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, going back and looking, I was like, it's day 22, day 22, day 22 for me is somewhere, some shift that it impacts, you know, the mindset that I have and like, and then relationships and everything and how I talk to myself, all of that.
It's
so different.
When you get some of your clients doing this work and for the first time in their lives, eating differently based on where they're at in their cycle, whether they are premenopausal or postmenopausal, what are some of the things that they observe or report back? How does this, if we're talking to people who have never tried this, what are some common things that people feel or experience as they do this work?
Yeah, a lot of times the first thing that they'll notice is just a boost in energy. They just like, and feeling better, this overall sense of more well-being. I feel better. I've got more energy. I'm understanding my sleep more and how that changes. So that's going well. And then it's month after month, their cycle starts to, I had really bad PMS before, and now I only had cramps for one day instead of five. And my period used to be really terrible. It was like really heavy and 7 days long. And now it's 5 days long and it's more manageable. I don't have to spend a day in bed because of it. It's really, I use the word life-changing because it does change how you're able to, you know, exist in your own life because your body's working better.
What about people who are irregular or postmenopausal? What are some of the things that they experience?
Yes. Yeah. For a lot of women, even if they're postmenopausal, they'll still have hot flashes and those can regulate. I just had a gal, she was having terrible hot flashes and She just has like one tiny one now, like once a week. And she's like, this is just amazing. She's like, I can't believe how different this is.
Wow.
And it's all about working with your hormones and your cycle. Yeah. And again, for postmenopausal women, it's really a lot about the energy too.
Yeah.
Their energy really can change. And so that gets a lot better.
What we have put together for you guys for the next 2 weeks, you'll be able to access it and you'll be able to purchase it over the next 2 weeks, but you'll be able to access it forever, is a combination of the specifics of what we talked about today, what we didn't talk about today, the nitty-gritty of implementing this and what it looks like, as well as some really concrete tools for getting out of your own way so that this doesn't stay in the realm of like, I should do more of that. I should try that a little bit more, and really empowers you to know that you have the control to do it consistently. We're giving you access to not only the video modules that we've created, but also tools to go with them, like the calendar that we mentioned and the tracking and the journaling templates that we've mentioned. All of that is going to be available to you for just like $20. What do we say? $20.20?
Mm-hmm.
$20 yeah. and 20 cents. But this is only open up for the rest of the month, because we both, Dr. Beth and myself, have different programs that we launch and whatnot. And I know for me, registration is now closed for mine. So I didn't want to leave people hanging who weren't working with me in the first quarter of the year. So we thought this would be a really, really great way to make not only information, but implementation strategies and tools available to you guys for real, 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 real cheap. Something that you can implement right away and go back to and use these tools repeatedly. If you want to learn more about it, go to the show notes for today's episode. So you can get the link to buy it today by going to primalpotential.com/709. This is episode 709. So you just go to primalpotential.com/709. And this is something that will only be available to purchase between now and the end of January. We are looking at, you know, what we might want to add to it down the road. But for these initial video modules, tools, downloads, you can get them today and through the end of January. But not once February 1st rolls around, it will not be available anymore. So I'm really excited about it.
I'm really excited too. I can't wait for people to go through this like tandem piece of it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah. There are so many people that are just putting out different ideas and different strategies. And I hear from people every day who are like, I tried this and then I tried this and then I tried that. And I'm like, not a strategy issue as much as it is a consistency issue and a belief in yourself issue and a real commitment to doing the work to remove the barriers that are in the way of you changing your life for the better. So I'm pumped about this. Again, if you want to get it, you can get it today. You can get it through the end of the month. Just go to primalpotential.com/709. Dr. Beth, thank you so much. I'm so excited to have people learn how to take control of this. And honestly, I'm really excited to get back to this, which I had just started shortly before getting pregnant. But postpartum life, I'm excited to get back to eating to match with my cycle, because it's something that I had just started dabbling with. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yes, I am too. I'm excited for you to notice the big difference postpartum and how helpful that is. Because postpartum bodies, whew.
We need all the help we can get. And I will link to all the ways that people can connect with you over on the show notes as well. Take just a quick second to share with folks, if they want to connect with you, where they can do that in addition to the show notes page for today's episode.
Yeah, perfect.
Where is that? Tell me. Take a second.
Take a second. Oh, I said you say it. Take a second. It's in the show notes. Oh, okay. Great.
Take a second. Tell us where.
I'm on Facebook, Dr. Beth Westy, Instagram, Dr. Beth Westy, website is drbethwesty.com. YouTube is Dr. Beth Westy. And then my podcast, The Female Health Solution, is on places podcast as well.
Yeah. Love it.
And we have an episode together on my podcast too.
I know. We do. And you've been on this podcast before. I'll link that up in the show notes. If you guys have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out and let us know. Dr. Beth, thank you so much. And we will have to do another edition of this conversation after we close registration for this exciting health summit.
Yes. Yes, we will. Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful day, and we will chat with you so soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.